Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
That the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice
and to be glad in it. Why don't you call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is now on the air. There are many people that need to hear this word today. There are many people that lives can be changed, that their faith will not be compromised, that they can have the confidence in God that they need this day and this hour, that they can endure as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. So let's get ready to receive the word of God on today. We're going to be coming from Matthew, the 9th chapter, beginning at that 18th verse. And it reads, "While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples." Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. Great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. You are the first and the last. You are truly the living and true and living God, and we are so thankful today that you have all power in your hand and that you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. And this we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If we use up a topic today, we will use Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you honestly hear what I'm saying to you this morning? This is a statement of fact. It's a true statement, a statement that has not been compromised, a statement that we can stand on God's word. Why? Because it is the word of God. So let us know that Jesus Christ, he is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. He does not change. He does not tell us today what he is going to do or what his word said. He does not just say it and change, but he is a God. That word will endure forever. The word of God said that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of his word will fail. So we realize that Jesus Christ, he does not change. The changing is in us. So what are you saying, Dr. McCoy? I'm saying for you today to stand on the word of God. I'm saying for you today to stand on truth. I'm telling you today that we must realize that no matter what we may be going through, no matter what trials or tribulation, no matter what you have come had to confront today or yesterday, I want you to know that that God who is the Alpha and Omega, who is the beginning and the end, who is the first and the last, that God is the God that gave his life for us, that we can have a right to the tree of life. He's that God that will move on our behalf. He's that God that will fight every battle. So when we look at that 18th verse of the 9th chapter of Matthew, it says again, "While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him. And the ruler said to Jesus, My daughter is even now dead, but come, lay your hands upon her, and she shall live." This is great faith that the ruler has, because he knew that his daughter was at the point of death. But he's saying, to Jesus, if you just come and you lay your hand upon her, even though she's almost at the point of death, that he realized that if Jesus came, that his daughter will live. And that is the faith that we need to have today. That's the faith in God that we can stand on. For the word of God said that heaven and earth may pass away. Did not I said that before? It's the same word I said a few minutes ago, that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of the word will fail. Why? Because Jesus is an everlasting God. He's a God that he can be relied on. He can be depended on. He is faithful. He is merciful. He is righteous. He is the high tower, your high tower. He's my high tower. And he is our deliverer. No matter if sickness or disease or death, no matter what it is, Jesus is able to move on our behalf. And that's what I want you to know today. This is part of what I want you to know today, that we must have faith in God. For the word of God says that now faith, just in case you've forgotten, the word of God says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but you got to believe that God, he is God, and he is the reward of them that diligently seeking him. So if you have faith today in God and believe that God is, that same faith you got to use throughout the rest of your life. Believe in God. No matter what comes up, no matter what try to slap in your face, no matter what try to depress you or oppress you, you got to know that that same God, he is God, and he is God all by himself. So he's saying, if Jesus just come and lay his hand upon his daughter, that she was going to live. And Jesus, he got up, he arose, and he began to follow this ruler. But meanwhile, somebody say meanwhile. Meanwhile, the word tells us in that 20th verse, and behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years. This woman had an issue. I don't know what your issue is this morning. I don't know what you're going through. Is it a headache, backache? Is it arthritis, bursitis? Do you need God to move in the cervical area of your disc, a lumbar area? Is it the thoracic area? Is it your indigestion? Is it your bowels? What is it? Whatever it is, God is able to move on your behalf. So this woman, her issue that she had a issue of blood, and she didn't have it for 1 year or for 5 days in a menstrual time. No, she had, and the word tells us that she had this issue for 12 years. And she had made up in her mind. You got to have a well-made-up mind. She had a mind that if she just touched the hem of Jesus' garment, that she would be made whole. Aren't you tired of the same old disease, infirmity, sickness? Are you tired of that? Are you tired of being crippled? Are you tired of just lying in the bed and can't get up? Are you just tired of can't pay your bills? Are you tired of losing your job? What are you tired of all of these things? Don't you know that we serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think? Don't you know that as saints of God, as people of God, that we're going to go through trials and we're going to go through tribulation? We're going to go through things in our life, but that's no time to give up. Yes, this woman was in this predicament. She was in this sickness. She had this sickness for 12 years. But even in that, she decided that if I just touch the hem of his garment. I know something's going to happen. I know that I'm going to be healed. I know that I'm not going to have to stay another day, another year in this condition, in this sickness, in this infirmity that I am in. I want to be whole. I want to be made whole. And Jesus is my way of escape. Jesus is my way of getting out of this situation. So, therefore, the word of God says in that 21st verse of that ninth chapter of Matthew, she said within herself, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. Not maybe, but she said that she shall be whole. Somebody needs to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Oh, no, I'm not talking literally touching what he's wearing, because he is not here for us to wear that type of the touch in that way. But we can touch him in our prayer, in our faith. We can touch him when we don't compromise. We can touch him when we can stand on the word of God. This woman, she literally thought within herself, if I can touch the hem of her garment, of Jesus' garment, that she was going to be made whole, no longer sick, no longer going through diseases, no longer having to have that issue of life that she was going through. No longer would she have to go through all of that. I could imagine her in her mind just knowing that all of these 12 years I've been going through all of this sickness and infirmity, that I won't have to no longer go through this. So she made up in her mind. I'm telling you that we need a well made up not mind. I'm not talking about flipping in and flipping out. I'm talking about a well made up mind, a mind that Jesus is going to be our healer, and that Jesus is our healer, and he is our deliverer. So she said, if I may touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned about in that 22nd verse, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, be at peace. Thy faith hath made thee whole. It took her faith to do what she is, to have confidence in God, no matter how it looks, no matter how many days and months and years, when the doctors tried to heal her, it didn't do the job. And we must say that we thank God for the physicians, but and for their specialties and the gynecologists and all of these people that would have treated her or treated her, but they could do nothing. They tried. They tried. They took her money, and they tried to do what they could. They tried. They gave her medication. They tried for the blood of the issue that she had to stop, the blood to stop, but it didn't do any good. Sometimes we got to come to our senses, and sometimes we just got to, and not just sometimes, but all the time, we got to stand on the word of God and believe God for that which we need in him. So when God sees our faith, when God sees your faith, he is going to move on your behalf. When he sees you're standing in your faith, and not you, but it is the Christ that liveth in, having faith in God, knowing that this battle that you're going through, this thing that you're going through, you're not going to go through this thing anymore. You don't have to go through it anymore. Why? Because Jesus is your healer. So Jesus told her in that 22nd verse, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Can you not get it? Can you not understand what I just said? That the woman that had been going through this issue, this blood, this problem, bleeding, she was made whole in that very hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, remember he was talking to the ruler, and the ruler wanted him to come and lay his hand on his daughter. That's before he got to this woman that had issue of blood. And when they got to the ruler's house and saw the ministers and the people making a noise, because in those days, in that culture, that's what they did. You know, they thought the person was going to die, so therefore there were people come and minister to them, ministering their instruments and whatnot, and people were there sobbing and crying and whatnot. But then we see in that 24th verse, he said to them, "Give place, for the maid is not dead." In other words, this little girl, she's not dead, but she's asleep. She's not dead. It looks like she's dead, but she's not dead. She's asleep. And you know what they did? And you know what they began to do? They began to laugh and to scorn, because they say, "Hey, this man must be crazy. This little girl, she's dead. Life is out of body. She's not breathing anymore. She can't open her eyes. She can't walk. She can't talk. This girl is dead." But no, they didn't believe what Jesus was saying. That's what we got to believe. We got to believe what Jesus is saying to us. The word let us know he is able to do exceedingly, above all that we ask or think. So they laughed at him and they scorned. But when the people were put forth, he put those people that was laughing, he put those people that was making light of what he said. You know what he did? He put them out. You don't need people around you that's not standing on the word of God. When you need in a hard place and you're in a time that you need God to move for you, you don't need anybody around you saying, "No, this man, this is not going to happen. Hey, are you nuts? Are you crazy? This situation is a dead situation. This little girl, she is dead. God's not going to move for you. Did you tell me you owe $20,000 on a bill for your house, and unless you pay that $20,000, are you telling me that God's going to do that for you, and that God's going to open the windows of heaven for you? Are you telling me that God's going to pull you out a blessing that's there, be not room enough to receive?" And they began to laugh. You don't need people like that in your life. You need to be able to stand on the word of God. You need to be able to believe God. So when they can't believe God, when you got people around you, you need to get from around them. What Jesus did, he put them out. He let them go. He didn't want them around him, because a miracle was about to happen. A life is about to be changed. A body is about to be changed. This girl, this maiden, that the ruler so diligently came to Jesus and asked Jesus to come and lay his hand upon his daughter. And he knew that when Jesus did it, that this little girl, this maiden, was going to live. And the word tells us the people were put forth. He went in, took her by the hand. I'm still talking about this maiden. And the maiden, what did she do? The word God said that this maiden, she arose. Arose means to get up. She got up. Her body began to move. She was able to sit up. She was no longer dead, but she was alive, just like the ruler had asked God to do. That if he come, that he knew that his daughter was going to live. Remember when he said that he knew that she was at the point of death? He knew it was in the natural, it was almost over. Come on. But you know what? People give up on Christ when they see situations in their life that dictate to them that, hey, I'm not going to get this $20,000. I'm not going to get this $50,000. Who's going to give me $50,000? Who's going to give me $100,000? Who's going to bless me with that? I don't know who it is, but Jesus, all he wants you to believe that he can do it and that he will do it. There has been so many reports of people that have had debt cancellation. They were in debt. They needed God to move in their behalf, and God had gave them debt cancellation. It was $50,000, he got paid up. It was $100,000, he got paid up. So we have to stand on God's word. Same thing with sickness and same thing with disease. We got to stand on God's word. Like God talked to Mary and Martha about Lazarus when they thought it was all over. We got to stand on God's word. The topic today is Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't ever forget that. He's not wishy-washy. He's not in today and out tomorrow. We have to literally stand on the word of God and have confidence in him. Now, I'm not telling you to get your Bible and stand on it and stand on top of your Bible. Get me now. Understand what I'm saying. I'm telling you that you got to read the word of God, because the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So it's going to build your faith. It's going to literally make you to know, and for you to know that the God that I serve, the God that I believe in, he is not going to deceive me, going to move on my behalf, no matter what the situation it is. And ladies and gentlemen, no matter what the situation is in your life today, all we asking you to do is to stand on the word of God. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, because we already know that the ruler's daughter, she lived. We already know that the woman that had the issue of blood, it stopped. And there are so many testimonies and so many praise reports in the word of God and around the world of things, of great and mighty things that God has done in the lives of his people. Come on, let's go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we do honor you and we do thank you. God, thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, God, for all, God, that you're going to do. Thank you for mercy and grace continuously to follow us. Thank you, Father, that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thank you, God, that your word, how we hear, God, yes, we have heard your word in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being righteous. Thank you, God, for bringing us this forth by faith. Thank you, Father, for giving us life and giving it to us more abundantly. Father, we thank you, Father, even now, for letting the world, for letting your people hear this word from you on today, that they can believe you, that they can live and not die, that their expectation of whatever need or whatever desire that they have or whatever vision that you have given them, that it will come to pass. And Father, we just give you all praise and glory. Now, Father, if there's anyone that are listening on the sound of our voice that are not saved, have not asked you to come into their life, if they did not ask you to forgive them of their sins, to come in their heart and save them, I ask you today to forgive them for their sin as they ask you to forgive forgive them of their sin, come into their heart and save them. I decree and declare that it be done according to your word. And for this, I will bless. We will bless. We will praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, pastor of Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center that is located at 5045 Sutel Drive here in the bold and beautiful city. Come visit us that you can hear the Word of God on Sundays at 11 a.m., that you can be blessed, that your faith can be restored, that your faith can be built up, that you can hear a word from the Lord. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you today and always.